since they want to know.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 7:50 a.m.
It's a very important weekend for high school wrestling. Really, we're in the twilight of the winter sports season. At the end of February, everything is done, and then we transition into spring sports, and that's a very, very fast season. Winter is so long. We started back in early November, and here we are now in February. Coming up this weekend, divisionals for wrestling. Both Carbon and Emory, both schools are going to be traveling to Ben Lomond. We'll talk about the end of the regular season and what's in store this weekend. Joining us over the phone right now, we have Coach Trent Greenhall of the Carbon Dino Wrestling Team. Coach, it's always great to get you on. Thank you for taking out the time for a phone call this afternoon.
Yeah, no, appreciate you fitting me into the schedule and us making time. I'm in between patients, so we'll do everything we can.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's do it for sure. Coach, I know you guys had really a brutal schedule down the stretch. The regular season, final 2 weeks, it was anything but easy. And I know you learned a lot about your team, and there are a lot of kids that you've had to rely on that maybe that wasn't the initial plan at the beginning of the year, but these kids are definitely battle-tested. There's no question.
Right. No, I'm really proud of the way they stepped up. I mean, a lot of them, I made the joke without it being a joke, but we really threw them to the wolves. You know, some of them first-year kids, a lot of them freshmen. We went over to North Sevier, who are the wolves. I guess is where this joke came from. They had nine seniors in their lineup. I think we stepped out with two seniors in our lineup that night. So, but you know what? They wrestled tough. They learned a lot about themselves, I think, more than anything else. But, you know, I think they just realized, hey, I can do this, and I'm going to be the guy in the next year or two. So it's a big deal.
You know, as far as that type of experience, I mean, that's part of the culture, right? And this is one of the things that's the gift and the curse of high school athletics. You only have a kid for a maximum of 4 years. Best case scenario, you get a kid for 4 years. But, Coach, there's always a class that has to be responsible for flipping that change. So if you take a look at the varsity group, the seniors on this year's team, the juniors on this year's team, they kind of have to lead this underclass that's gathering this type of experience. I mean, a lot of pressure has been placed on these juniors and seniors.
Oh, for sure. And two have stepped up beautifully. I mean, they were, which no surprise to me as the team voted them in as captains, but definitely Colin Fawcett and Jonathan Jukes, man, we call him Jay. He has stepped up, led these kids. Neither one of those guys are vocal leaders, but they are physical leaders, and it is awesome to see them just step up and say, hey, these are the cards we've been dealt with, play them, and let's get out there and wrestle hard.
With that being said, who were some of the kids, Coach, that now preparing for divisionals that you just look at and say, okay, these are going to be our leaders over the next 2 weeks? I mean, because ultimately, everything that has happened over the past 3 months, I don't want to say it's meaningless, but it doesn't hold a lot of weight now. I mean, it's a two-week season.
No, 100%. Yeah, I mean, that's what I actually just told the boys that. I was like, hey, you know, all those matches in the past, forget about them. They got you to where you're at, but they mean nothing. I don't care what the guy's accomplished. The only guy that needs to believe you can win is you. And so I really think moving forward, again, those two that I mentioned, but other leaders in the room, you know, Gavin Fawcett is really, really stepping up and leading the sophomore group. I've talked about him before, Tanner Greenhall, Adrian Vasquez, in that freshman group. But even Trevor Jones, as a junior, you know, he's stepping up, he's wrestling hard and trying to, you know, he really is helping our freshman class get better by wrestling with them every day. So, I mean, I don't know if there's just one or two leaders in the room rather than the team that I have in the room now, you know, the 15 guys in the room last night. I feel like I could tell any one of them, hey, go do this, and it's going to get done.
Coach, at the end of the season when you're tested, you have like three – you guys had three meets in 3 days or three meets in 4 days. I mean, the schedule was absolutely brutal. When that was all said and done, did you see a level of improvement or a level of mental toughness, I guess maybe like an ascension in that regard over the course of that final week of the season?
Yeah, it was a battle. It was a grind, right? And it wasn't just any three teams. There were three tough teams. All three teams that we wrestled were probably top five teams in their respective division, whether that be 2A or 3A. And when you get to that level of wrestling, a lot of things happen, right? Like I said, the freshmen specifically, that said, hey, you're wrestling varsity today, and their eyes get about the size of a 50-cent piece, right? I'm like, are you serious? Yeah, you're wrestling. If you want the spot, it's yours. At first, they're hesitant, right? By the end of that third match, they're like, hey, am I varsity tomorrow? Yes, you are. Good, I'm going to go get it. So, yeah, I saw the mental the mental toughness shift. And I think they realized, oh, hey, I have a great responsibility coming up in the next, not only the next 3 days, but the next 3 years. So I think getting that varsity experience, even though it was only three or four matches, was huge for those guys.
Again, our guest right now, Coach Trent Greenhull of the Carbon Dino Wrestling Team. Coach, jumping ahead to divisionals this weekend, how many kids do you take, and what's the expectation as far as qualifying for state? Because for some kids, this may be it. I mean, if you don't perform this weekend, your season's done.
It's the unfortunate truth, right? It's just the way that the state tournament's designed. Not everybody gets to wrestle at it, which makes state so special. The amount of kids I'm taking, I believe we're taking 18. I would love to qualify 50% of those guys. I really believe that we have the ability to at least get 90% or 50%, excuse me. As we talked last year, you know, I hope we exceed that seed to place ratio again, that differential that we talked about last year. Because a lot of my guys aren't going to be seeded high because they just haven't been wrestling varsity long enough. But I hope they come out there and surprise some kids. Really, they have nothing to lose, and I hope they wrestle that way.
I know that it's a team sport. You always want to steal team points. But, Coach, I mean, let's just be realistic here. Over the next 2 weeks, do you look at this as maybe an individual competition for these kids to grow the team in the coming years? Is that a fair assessment and a fair way of looking at it?
Oh, for me especially. So the first of the season, my mindset was, hey, you know, these guys are going to wrestle at these weights to fill spots for the team, right? That way we can score the most points. And we were winning duels we shouldn't have won. In reality, the first of the season. Now, with the unfortunate events that have happened, grades, all these other things that have shaken out, it 100% turns to individual for me. Are we going to place the top five at divisionals? No, probably not. But that's okay. Can we place a couple guys top eight in the divisionals? Absolutely. And that's what I'm going to be building on, specifically these freshmen. If I can get a couple freshmen to get into state this year, that is huge experience that not a lot of freshmen get. So that's what I'm really looking forward to, is building those guys up, and even sophomores, you know, there's a couple of kids on my team that are juniors and seniors that haven't been to state yet. So if I can really get a couple of those in there now, just look at the experience level they get.
I know, Coach, that everybody gets wrapped up in the idea of winning, right? Win, 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 win. That's what it's about. I think sometimes we kind of forget about the process. There are kids on this team who have gone through that process. Kids on this team that have been in this sport their entire life. And a state championship is not far-fetched.
No. I really think... I honestly believe that there are a couple kids in our room that will be in that top three position. The reality is that when you break it down to state and you look at the top six guys, any of those six guys could have been the state champ, but just maybe didn't go their way that day. So, especially when you talk top three. But I fully expect to have at least two or three guys in the top three. You know, I don't want to put the name out there because I want to have expectations.
Sure, sure.
A couple out there that I truly believe will do really well.
So what does it look like practice time, Coach, over the next 2 weeks? I guess we can start with divisionals, then we can jump into state. And I know things change depending on who qualifies for state. But how do you handle these final 2 weeks of the season?
So what I've done is try to get a commitment from my guys that, you know, hey, whether we qualify for state or not, I still need you in the room to make my guys, you know, everybody else better. And I feel like I got a pretty good commitment that these guys are into it until the end of state. So hopefully my practice dynamic doesn't change a whole lot with the guys that I have in the room. But as far as, you know, quality of practice, those kinds of things, we haven't even dialed back at all. We've actually ramped up our practices these last couple of days and probably made them some of the hardest practices of the year. And these guys are probably thinking, what the heck are you doing, Coach? But we're going to dial it back today, being Wednesday, really dial it back on Thursday, go and wrestle. Just treat it like any other tournament. Again, next week, we're ramping it right back up because we have a whole week of, you know, quote-unquote recovery time. But we're going to ramp up our practices, focus a little bit on technique, clean some things up, and just wrestle who we are. I mean, that's the biggest thing, is just be who we are. Don't try to be who we're not.
Do you like the recovery time? I mean, is it something that's good? I mean, the week off heading into divisionals, the week off heading into state, or would you like to just keep wrestling? What's your thoughts on that?
Personally, just keep wrestling. You know, coaches and I were talking, you know, we dialed it back a little bit in the middle of the season trying to get some more technique in there. We actually saw a decline in our guys as far as the performance goes. So we decided, hey, we're going to wrap this back up, get the performance back out of them. So for me, I guess it goes two ways. One, it's good because if you have to get some, you know, some technique in and say, hey, this is how we're going to beat this specific guy, then that's a great thing to do. But second, a lot of these guys are just ready to wrestle. You know, you get some momentum build up and you just keep it going. So I guess it's both good and bad depending on the wrestler.
Well, Coach, it is always a pleasure to get you on. Fun to talk about the team. Best of luck as you go to divisionals. I look forward to chatting with you again next week and preparing for state. I appreciate it.
No, thank you, buddy. Take care, and we'll talk to you soon, hopefully, and have some great news to relay.
Looking forward to it for sure. That's Coach Trent Greenhall again of the Carbon High School wrestling team. We do have plenty more coming up here on Drive Time Sports. In fact, when we return, we're going to talk national. Talk about Tom Brady calling it quits already. We'll dive into that. But we'll also talk about Major League Baseball pitchers and catchers reporting in 2 weeks. It's February 1st, and this baseball season is going to have some massive changes when it comes to rules. We'll talk about that coming up in just a moment right here on Drive Time Sports.